Hey, this is Matt Gaeter, color commentator for UNC Bears football and former UNC offensive lineman. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Those UNC Bears getting set to take on Incarnate Word tomorrow, home opener for the University of Northern Colorado. Who better to talk to us about those Bears than the quarterback? Jacob Sermon joining the show. We didn't get a chance. Normally we get Jacob on Mondays at 11, but it was Labor Day, crazy week, all that stuff. But Jacob, we do appreciate you taking a few minutes here, man, to catch up with us today.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. So we're looking forward to this. A lot of people are excited about this home opener against a darn good football team in Incarnate Word. They lost last week 28-14. So we know the Cardinals are still, like, that was, it was a fairly close game back and forth, but UTEP gets that fourth quarter touchdown there to really put this one out. But for the most part, it was a decent game. So I know you guys are expecting a tough opponent who had a great season last year.
Yeah, they have a lot of strength, and obviously they're going to continue to capitalize on that. And I think we have a solid game plan going forward to hopefully find a way to, highlight some of their weaknesses and highlight some of our strengths as well.
Yeah, and again, without giving game plans and all that stuff up, just looking again that game, it was, UTEP was able to run the ball on the Cardinals last week too. So, I mean, they pulled off a lot of big runs in that game. So I know with you guys being that kind of that balanced offense, and that's what you're looking to do, there might be a big opportunity on the ground too, which would then open up some opportunities for you downfield.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the big theme of our offense is really taking what the defense gives us. And so we saw, some running lanes and some quality running by UTEP last week on them. And so that'll definitely be something that's incorporated into the game plan and try to make as many explosive runs as we can.
Jacob Sermon joining us, quarterback for the UNC Bears. This segment, of course, brought to you by Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. I mean, home opener, man, it's an exciting time. I know folks are there's a buzz in the air. Football's back officially, but it feels even more official when you get that first game at home.
Oh, absolutely. Being around the fans, being around the community, home opener, obviously, there's always a lot of joy and that kind of feeling of arrival, if you will, just how much work we've been able to do to practice here at home and finally be able to play a game here in front of our actual fans. It's a really big blessing.
Hey, we got a question coming in for you, Jacob, on our text line here. So here we go. For Jacob, Ed Lamb has talked this week about the lack of maybe a pregame energy. How can you use that, you as a quarterback, as the leader of this team, help set the tone early on in warmups?
It's a great question. With every new team, there's obviously some kinks and learning curves that go along with the season. And being able to identify something like that early in the season has been huge. We have a leadership council on this team, and we've been able to talk about that, kind of how we would be able to correct that, how can we can establish energy early on, what type of actions from leaders does that look like to help, bring kids along that maybe not haven't played college football before, maybe haven't played at this level before. And so all these factors kind of grouped together. And if I was critical of myself, I could say I'm not a huge rah-rah pregame guy. I have a lot of confidence in my preparation and the film watching and the practice that I've been able to put up until that point. And so pregame for me has always been kind of cool, calm, and collected. And then once that first snap hits, then my juice, kind of my energy really explodes in the way I play. But if we're finding ourselves in a situation where, there's guys on the team or there's a feeling of kind of like a lull early in the pregame, that's an area that myself and other leaders are able to, step up into and find a way to kind of rally that juice.
Jacob, is that a difficult thing for you? Because we've heard this before. We've heard great players. There's a lot of great players out there that they're leaders for sure, but they're not, as you kind of said, they're not that rah-rah guy. They're so focused and dialed in. Is that something where you have to be paying attention to a little bit more? Okay, I got to do some things maybe that I normally don't do, or does that change much for you?
I wouldn't say so. I think I am who I am as a player. My pregame song is Oceans by Hillsong United. which is not anything like a hype-up song you might expect, but it has a lot of memories and impact to me personally. And so that is who I am, and that doesn't change. But how I can help motivate and influence and help my teammates, I'm always able to adapt to that. So if people need more juice, I can supplement that without changing my own routine and my own kind of principles that I have followed throughout my career. And I think, you know, if you want to say you're a leader, the ability to inspire others and build change without affecting who you are and what you do is a big mark of that.
Jacob Sermon joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Jacob, I know you're busy, so just a couple of questions for you here. I know last week didn't go the way you guys wanted to. I think a lot of people realize too. Abilene Christian, that's a darn good football team. They might go on to have a very good season. But at the end of the game, you guys were driving down the field a little more. You connect with Alec Pell, and that's a connection we think is going to happen a lot throughout the course of the season. How important was that for you and as an offense to just get down the field and get a touchdown, and then of course that connection between you and Pell? How big was that drive for you guys?
No, it's huge. I think it answered a lot of unanswered questions amongst our team specifically of, you know, when you have an early game, and especially with a talented opponent like Abilene Christian, it's a test, and you have to have confidence in knowing, okay, well, we have a good test here, but do we have the answers? And so putting that 16 play drive together and capping off with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, I think it showed a lot of guys on the team, we can do it. There's no question about our talent and our scheme. It comes down to execution and winning our one-on-one matchups, making good decisions, and kind of stringing a collective piece together, which we've shown we can do. Now it's just a consistency factor of how can we do that, and how can we do that while taking what the defense gives us.
Jacob, we know, again, going back to, as we wrap up here, going back to Incarnate Word, we know how good of a football team they were. They were one of those top teams at that FCS side of things. When you look at a team like that, I mean, is there a message with the group that's kind of like, hey, that's one of those teams we want to ultimately be like? We want to be competing. We want to be getting to those playoffs. And this is a heck of an opportunity to go right up against a team like that that's had a lot of success recently.
Absolutely. Anytime you're thinking about a team with a high level of success like that, regardless of who they return and who leaves, that's a cultural impact on that team. So they have an expectation of greatness, and they have a culture that says, listen, we are a top, you know, 10, top 12, top 12 team in the country, and that's an expectation. And so I think it's important for any team to have an expectation of winning, and you can only do that by facing good opponents and giving it your best and having a belief that no matter who you're playing with on the field, that you can come away with a victory.
Home opener tomorrow afternoon, 2:00. We'll get our pregame coverage with Blake Olson and Matt Gator started at 1:00. Get you guys ready for this game. Jacob, my friend, we just wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to see what you guys do here in our own backyard in Greeley. And we'll be rooting for you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Jacob Sermon, the quarterback for the UNC Bears. 31 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.